Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 28th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two, we're going to talk to our friend Anna James Mitchell, natural resource educator with UW-Madison. Right now, we have in studio one of our favorite people, Stephen Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Stephen, it's just us today.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. It's weird. Yep. We don't get to do this very often.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah, it's like I'm talking to my brother here.
Right back at you, Matt.
I've got two sisters. One of them's usually on the radio with me, but today I just have my adopted brother.
Yes, and we love to hang out together. Being able to do this show together is a lot of fun, and we can be guys. Yeah. Oh, all right, so I can let my gut out a little bit. No,
yeah. I brought a topic on testosterone. If we get to that,
excellent, perfect. I know that we wanted to start talking a little bit about events you have going on over there.
Yeah, let's start with that. So yeah, we're really excited. We've got a kind of a lineup for our final series of speakers this spring. Hmm. So the next one coming up is going to be on April 11th, and it's at 1 p.m. So it's in the afternoon this time. Hmm. And it's going to be Katrina and I talking about our experiences traveling in India, seeing where a lot of these medicinal herbs that we sell every day grow and how they grow, how they're manufactured, what makes them special. Really, really a phenomenal experience that Katrina and I had to do. We were traveling with Terry Lemeron from Terry Naturally. Anyone who listens to the Saturday morning program knows his work well. Him and I, you know, we both have a similarly enthusiastic radio voice, but
yeah.
but we both ideally have a lot of good content. So
absolutely,
Terry is. If you haven't heard his Saturday program about, you know, natural health and stuff, check that one out. But we're going to talk a lot about just like it's kind of like a travelogue, and what I'd encourage people with this event in particular is we're gonna do a lot of door prizes. Mm. So if you come, you're probably gonna go home with something in your hand, and some of the door prizes we have are in like the $30 range. Mm-hmm. So not small things.
With this, I'm so glad you guys are doing this again. For one, there's a lot of us that weren't able to go to the first time that you did this, and I imagine, like a lot of things, you know, we do any show, and sure enough, minutes later or days later, we're thinking about, oh, I should have mentioned this. Yeah. Oh, I should have talked about this. So that's a good reason right there, too.
Yeah, but there's some extra content we wanted to throw in there. And also, we wanted to see if some people wanted to come at 1 o'clock, you know?
Yeah.
Middle of the day, it's a little more casual. And we always find it kind of fun to do talks at different times. Different people come. So, again, that's April 11th at 1 p.m.
You know, Stephen, one thing that stood out to me about this this trip that you both made, when talking to you both about it, I don't know if this is the right way to put it, but it felt like when I hear from people that talk about making a pilgrimage.
Yeah.
You know, you guys grew up in this industry, and you know, where a lot of us now are starting to look at labels and understand what these ingredients are, how to say them, what they are, and that you guys have grown up with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
It felt a little bit, when you talk about it, like a bit of a pilgrimage going there and kind of seeing the source for some of these supplements and some of these things.
Yeah, I think that's really the case, and to like know them on a deeper level. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a really great talk.
Yeah,
And then I'd also encourage people to put it on their calendar. There's another talk we have coming up on May 7th, and that's going to be at 5:15 p.m. And that's with True Grace. Mm-hmm. So True Grace is a new company. They're Wisconsin-based. It's a woman-owned company. And it's really based on foundational family nutrition. So a lot of the things that you kind of overlook or don't seem too exciting, you know, we've got, you know, multivitamins and fish oils.
Yeah,
those are some of the first products they brought out. And what's exciting about them is the way they innovated it and what they did to make them special. And that's what they're hopefully going to come in and talk on. It's actually not going to be, so it started by this husband and wife, and actually it was the wife's idea. It's her business, but the husband's been in the health food industry a long time as well, and he's the one who's coming in. So I guess she's like, hey, honey, I'm too busy with work. You know what to talk about.
Yeah.
Come and do the talk for me.
Yeah.
But we're really excited to have, you know, basically the family coming to talk about their fresh, you know, new innovative business that they have. In Wisconsin.
They've joined us before on the air.
Yeah.
We've really enjoyed those conversations. I know our listeners have too. And any chance to not only hear from a young business, an independent, you know, really starting business, but a local business as well.
Yeah. The other thing I'm sure they'll talk about is mushrooms. Mm. And they, you know, there's a lot of interest in mushrooms, the health benefits of mushrooms. If we get time, I'll end up talking about mushrooms later in the series today, related to allergies. But they have a category of mushrooms that are very high quality, and we tested them independently. We've done these kind of tests on the radio, actually, and I think they were put on Facebook, perhaps, too, because we did a video of us doing this on the radio. It was really fun. And a lot of these mushrooms don't really pass the test. You're basically buying a bunch of starch, a bunch of, you know, grains, maybe oats, maybe rice, you know, things that cost nothing. And mushroom supplements are rather expensive typically, so you want to make sure you're getting something. And theirs passed our test with Lion Colors, and they, you know, have high integrity. So again, you know, if you want to know about like cutting edge nutrition, mushroom supplements, how to optimize just your overall body health, come to this talk with True Grace. It's going to be on May 7th at 5:15.
It's going to be a really good conversation. Looking forward to that.
And then the last one, I'm not actually going to say who it is, but he's a big deal. And we've had him speak before. He's coming out of Wisconsin as well. But I'm going to wait till Katrina's here.
Okay.
But if you want to put something on your calendar.
Oh, I like this.
You know, just like save the date for you don't even know what you're saving it for. May 29th, the end of May, 5:15 p.m. I believe that's a Wednesday. We'll be talking more about this. Probably if you stop in, you might get some information. But next time we're on the air with Katrina, we'll get into this more. But if you want to save all the dates, I'll give them to you one more time. So we've got April 11th, 1 p.m. May 7th, 5:15 p.m., and then the surprise one, May 29th, 5:15.
Some great events, and we'll be talking about these as we get closer to them, and looking forward to every one of these. They're all looking good.
Cool.
Stephen, Easter is right around the corner, coming up this weekend. I have to remind myself of that. It really snuck up on me. And I'm not the only one, I think. Others might have snuck up on, too.
Yeah, so we're preparing things for Easter, and we're also trying to get some stuff ready for Passover. Got a little more time on that one.
Yes.
Thanks to the lunar calendar. But Easter is this weekend, and if you're like me, you're usually like, oh, yeah, Easter's coming up. What am I got to get together here? So we've got a lot of great like Easter candies. We have these wonderful handmade alafia baskets, like Easter baskets.
Yeah.
So if you want like probably like an heirloom basket, like it's going to last generations. Joel Keenhold from Lonely Oak Farms, he uses these baskets to harvest vegetables into. And they're made in Africa by this women's cooperative, and the money's given back to them. Really nice fair trade kind of situation. But, you know, these baskets are made to be used and to be passed on to the next generation. So if you want a literal Easter basket that you could use every day and you could pass on to your grandkids, these are the ones to check out.
Such a great idea, man. Yeah. This is one of the better things I think we've talked about, honestly.
Yeah, it's sustainable. It's, you know, it's giving back to communities that need it. And it's supporting an art that, you know, they do in Africa, and it's just, you know, beautiful.
Yeah, and some of the essence of Easter is this.
That's a really good point.
So being able to do that, your kid's not only getting a great Easter basket, which you can reuse and everything, which is so much better than the plastic ones we just throw in a box and you know, bring about.
Once
a year we bring them out and all that. This is a multiple use, and the being able to, hey kids, all those, that candy, everything you got in that basket, that, and then telling them where that basket came from. That's a really cool idea.
You could tell them all the Easter Bunny shops of Family Natural Foods. So you got some candy without, loaded with sugar, without those weird food colorings that, you know, we don't know what they're going to do. You could get some really healthy, you know, alternative candies that taste really good, and fill up the basket and tell the kids Easter Bunny shopped at Family Natural Foods.
It's a very cool idea. And I really love the idea with the baskets. That's so smart. We also know that that this is a time of year, a lot of people getting ready for gardening, seeding out of that.
So garden season's coming up. We have a lot of our seed packets in. All the little glossy ones are in now. All the bulk stuff is in. The only thing we're waiting on is onion sets, onion plants, and potatoes. Those are usually, let's call it mid-April.
Okay.
But if you want to give us a call or stop in, it might be in a little before that. But let's call it mid-April.
So the majority of stuff is in, though, or pretty much everything else, which a lot of people, I'm going to imagine, are excited about right now, this time of year, getting building and getting ready for that.
It's always amazing. There's people that come in. I mean, this year, I guess, makes sense because it was like planting weather about a month ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we had people coming in saying, oh, when can I start my, when do you have seeds in yet? I want to start my garden. And, you know, a lot of these people are starting in their window, you know, inside their house. So, you know, but some people I was like, are you sure you want those yet?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you can get into the ground yet. Yeah. I'm not sure. We're speaking with Stephen Hittner from Family Natural Foods and talking a little bit about some of the things going on over there and some of the great products they have. And Stephen, one of my favorite things you guys have over there is an integral part to, I think, a lot of families out there, but just speaking from my background, in an Italian household,
yes,
you have to have milk, bread, and olive oil. Like, okay, you have to have these things.
Yep.
They are mainstays. They are that important. And I'm not even exaggerating that much.
Yeah,
like, it's that important. My Nana talked about how they didn't have much growing up, but the olive oil they had was like Cadillac of olive oils. They always had good stuff.
Yeah.
And you guys have some really good stuff over there of olive oil.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. And that's what I wanted to bring in. Olive oil is such an amazing thing. And I think, since we're not all blessed to be from Italian families like James, with, you know, Italian grandmas who could set us straight on the right quality olive oil.
Yeah.
Some of us had to kind of like learn this from scratch. My German ancestry didn't help me with this, but I have learned a lot about olive oils, and we sell a few really great ones. And I wanted just to kind of talk through what to look for in olive oil and then to do a little tasting with you here today, James. And these are things people can take home with them and work on. So we've got a Spanish olive oil, which is a wonderful olive oil. You can taste that at our store. We have samples you can try of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a Moroccan olive oil.
Mm.
And we now just brought in this new Italian olive oil. So that's what we'll try today. And I really like these single origin olive oils, where they're coming from one country.
Yes.
I get a little more suspicious as they add number of countries.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen one olive oil that came from three continents.
Mm.
So we had Europe. They had some part of the oil was coming from North Africa. So that's another continent.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was also coming from Argentina.
Huh.
So that's three continents.
Interesting.
Not just three countries. And,
yeah.
And then you got to wonder, like, well, did they keep it all together? You know, was there any adulteration somewhere between? And it's certainly been in the news that olive oil is a product on American shelves that is often adulterated.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is sometimes they'll sell something like canola oil or soybean oil, some cheap oil, right?
Yes.
They'll add a little food coloring, maybe a little flavoring,
mm-hmm.
make it seem like it's olive oil, but it's not.
No.
And there's a distinctive thing to look for olive oil. So like I said, try to find ones that come from a single source.
Mm-hmm.
This new Italian one we have is a great example of one you'd want to look for quality and you know, authenticity, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
This one is actually recommended to us by Terry Lemeron.
Mm.
Terry himself, he we'll have to talk more about his endeavors with olive oil, but he wrote a book on it.
Mm.
And I think that's quite a testament because he doesn't even sell olive oil.
Yeah.
And
but
he wrote a book on it, right?
Wow. Yeah.
You know,
really
like how many things do you write books on? You know, and so he's so passionate about olive oil. And he mentioned this olive oil specifically in his book as one that, you know, he would classify as very high quality.
Mm.
On the front there's a QR code which you can use your phone's camera to scan, and it'll tell you basically tree to bottle where this olive oil came
from. That's incredible.
Yeah. So, you know, you're very much tracing it. It's in glass.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is sometimes, if not oftentimes, a really good sign of a good olive oil.
I think so. Or certainly, you know, like a good quality one.
Yes.
I'm not crazy about plastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's got its place. But glass and a lot of times in tins, you'll find olive oil. I think that's fine, too. But glass is probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
This one is organic. Again, it's coming only from Italy. And well, I think the next thing we need to do is taste test it.
So oh, yeah.
Before
yeah,
I hand, I'm going to hand this over to you, and you can pour it on your spoon yourself.
Sure.
There's a lot of expensive equipment here. but I'll describe, before you taste test it, I'll kind of describe the process of taste testing olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Much like wines, there's a, sort of a special way to taste test olive oils.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so you can get all the flavor in your mouth.
Okay.
So what you do is you put it in your mouth, and then you swish it around.
Mm.
That's kind of like wine so far.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of open your teeth like this, James. And then, yeah, like you're kind of smiling with open teeth. And then you draw air in.
Ooh.
And that kind of opens up.
Oh, yeah. It does.
Yeah. And then you'll want to kind of tell me what you're tasting, because it evolves as time goes on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can. Oh, God, I feel like I can taste Italy. The spice and the herb of it, I can taste, especially the aftertaste. I got the herb taste of that.
It kind of hits the back of your throat almost.
Yeah. And it's dancing on my tongue right now.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that is really, I've had some great olive oils. This is a really good one. Yeah. Bellucci? That's a good olive oil.
So, you know, just a really fun thing. We did a staff kind of olive oil sampling at our store a couple of weeks ago at a meeting. And one of the staff, Judith, who's worked with us, I don't know, forever, 20 years, she tried one of these. I think it was this one, in fact. And she started coughing. And I said, oh, great, Judith, that's what you're supposed to do. And it's a really good olive oil. It catches you in the back of the throat.
It's true. Yeah.
Especially if you take a big sip of it. And you'll actually just like have this kind of impulse to cough, because it has that kind of pepperiness in the back of the throat. And that's just a sign of a really good olive oil. And what that also is a sign of, which is what Terry will write about in his book, which we have copies of if anyone's interested in this book. And Terry recommends taking a couple of tablespoons each day. I think he's up to a fourth of a cup. I'll have to ask him, but he takes, you know, he's serious about olive oil. And what that spiciness is polyphenols. So actually these more flavorful, more kind of spicy olive oils have higher antioxidants. They have higher polyphenols, the better for your health, long story short. Yeah. So the ones Terrier is looking for are the ones that just really get you in the back of the throat and stuff. And, you know, that's the best stuff.
I was actually holding back a bit of a cough, a little bit of one. And I just thought it was my throat was dry. But that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I never heard that before, though. Yeah. That's really something. Man, my Nana would have loved you, man.
We'd be buddies.
Some really good notes. Some really good notes on that.
I would have just, like, go into her kitchen and drinking her olive oil.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
She would have been like, who is this guy? Get him out of here. He's drinking all my olive oil.
She'd have loved you. She'd I guarantee it. Yeah. In the name of this is, again, Bellucci olive oil. Find out about that and other great ones over at our Friends at Family Natural Foods. Steven, we got about five or so minutes left. I did want to take some time to talk a little bit about allergies. And I know that it feels like we talk about it a lot, but it's becoming more and more of a thing for people where it's a year-round thing.
Yeah. Well, and with the weather being funky, you don't really know when, you know, like maybe you have spring allergies. Well, maybe your spring allergies started a month ago. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll start next week. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we always like to remind people natural things for allergies work best if you start them ahead of time. You can always kind of load them up. You can take a heavier dosage. And a lot of our products will have, you know, descriptions on how to take a higher dosage if you're having a, you know, an allergy reaction at the time. It's basically your immune system overreacting to something. And, you know, the other things, there's a lot of things you can do. I love quercetin. I also love reishi mushrooms. And I kind of previewed this. And we're going to get into it if anyone comes to that talk on May 7th at 5:15 with True Grace. They're going to talk about mushrooms. And reishi mushrooms is probably my favorite. Anyone who's kind of researched mushrooms, this one kind of does it all. It's an adaptogen, so it helps your body adapt. It's great for... it's an anti-inflammatory, it's an antiviral, it's an immune amphoteric. That means it kind of balances the immune system, protects the kidneys. It's good for the nervous system, so it's good for stress, cardiovascular health. Really great. I found some statistic on here. In a study in patients with angina, 84% had reduced pain when taking reishi mushrooms. 60% of people with arrhythmias noted improvement.
Wow.
That's really cardiovascular. Good numbers. I'm kind of going all over the place, and that's what I always do when I talk about this mushroom, because it has so many benefits.
It's hard not to. There's so many different things it does. Yeah, you want to highlight as much as you can about it.
But since I know it has all these benefits, I love taking it in the springtime before allergy season, because I think it's this kind of, it's going to help me with my immune system and balancing my immune system for any kind of allergies. But next, it's just like, it's going to have all these other benefits that really, who's going to turn any of those things down?
I mean, there's no side. There's no downside to having those benefits in you. Side benefits. Now, like there's a term we need to bring around. That's a good one.
Kind of with allergy, respiratory stuff. The last little thing I wanted to bring up is I've had a lot of people come in with kind of lingering coughs that are hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
We have these great cough formulas. There's four or maybe there's five different ones. And there's a book called Herbal Therapeutics that we have. You can look through this book. And just read a couple pages. It'll tell you kind of which formula to use for what kind of cough. And when you can't get rid of a cough, you have to get specific. And that's where I love these individual remedies. So again, if you got a lingering cough, stop in, ask for the book. We'll find you. We'll find you the exact formula for your cough.
There's a lot of different things that you can do and find at Family Natural Foods that are good for you. Whatever aches and pains you have, or whatever concerns you might have. If you've got questions, they want them over there. And if they can't answer them, they'll hunt it down with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Stephen, one more time, if we can just tell people the dates of those events and let them know those coming up.
Yeah, thank you, James. I appreciate that. So April 11th, 1 p.m., Katrina and I will be speaking about like amazing herbs coming out of India. Some you've probably heard of, some you probably never have. And then May 7th at 5:15 p.m., it's going to be True Grace talking about innovations in, grab that piece
of
paper.
Innovations
in natural medicine and this great Wisconsin company. They'll talk about mushrooms too. So if you're interested in any of those things, it's going to be applicable to everybody. So please come. I'm sure there'll be free samples and giveaways at all these events. And then I'm just putting out the date, May 29th, 5:15. Put it on your calendar. We'll tell you more later. It's a surprise.
Really looking forward to that. And looking forward to hanging out with you guys again real soon. Yeah. Tell the staff over there hello for us and everything. And good to hang out with you, brother. Good to hang out with you.
Thank you, James. Yeah.
Good to see you. Thanks for the time. Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. And follow them on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date and all the good things that they're doing over at Family Natural Foods. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the Midday Magazine here at WFHR.